Good afternoon. Morning showers continue to lift out of interior New York and New England, leading us to a relatively dry stretch of weather to start the second half of the day. We'll even have some sunshine breaking through from time to time and a southwest breeze. As the instability increases with the heating from the sun, wind energy simultaneously will pivot through the Great Lakes and into the region. This wind energy will be on the stronger side, and when combined with the instability, will generate additional showers and some stronger thunderstorms, potentially producing strong wind gusts and large hail, as well as heavier downpours. So for the second half of the day, we'll keep our eyes on that as temperatures top out in the lower 70s. More scattered showers and thunderstorms are possible tonight as temperatures drop back to the mid-50s. We will be in between disturbances tomorrow, which gives us a better chance at a completely dry day. With a mix of sun and clouds, it'll be breezy, and for the 1st of June, maybe even a bit cool for some in the upper 60s and lower 70s. Another disturbance will rotate through this broad trough of low pressure in the mid-levels of the atmosphere on Friday. So after a mix of sun and clouds to start the day, we'll see a passing shower or thunderstorm in the afternoon with highs again around 70. Another break with a mix of sun and clouds and what looks to be a dry day on Saturday in the lower 70s before another disturbance comes through by Sunday afternoon, generating more scattered showers and thunderstorms. In fact, unsettled weather will last into the early part of the week, next week with scattered showers and thunderstorms on Monday and Tuesday in the upper 60s and lower 70s. Taking a look at potentially significant weather today, the Storm Prediction Center in Norman, Oklahoma, has outlined an area of a slight risk of severe thunderstorms over portions of the northeastern part of the country, as well as parts of the central plains. Out in the plains, ample daytime heating near and south of a stationary front stretching from southwestern Nebraska to the lower Missouri Valley will promote moderate instability across the region today. This as low-level moisture gradually streams northwest from the Gulf of Mexico. Subtle forcing for ascent from an impulse embedded in northwesterly flow aloft will likely foster afternoon thunderstorm initiation near the surface boundary. Veering winds with height will encourage a few rotating updrafts, enhancing large hail production. Additionally, cold pools of air aloft will increase the potential for damaging winds during the afternoon and evening hours. The past 24 hours, lower 48 states' temperature extremes ran from a high of 112 degrees at Death Valley, California, to a low of 26 at Dillon, Colorado. For those traveling across the Northeast today, New York City mostly cloudy, scattered showers and thunderstorms in the mid-70s, Boston mostly cloudy with scattered showers near 70, and in Buffalo, increasing clouds and breezy with a passing shower with highs in the upper 60s. The average high temperature in Albany today, 74 degrees, the average low 52. The record high 92 set in 2013 and in 1937, and the record low 34 in 1961. Sunrise this morning was at 5:20 a.m. Sunset this evening, 8:26 p.m., 15 hours and 6 minutes of daylight, an increase of 1 minute from yesterday. Here are my latest regional forecasts for the northern Adirondacks and central and northern Vermont, as well as the Champlain Valley and Lake George area. Mostly cloudy with scattered showers and thunderstorms today and highs in the upper 60s and lower 70s. Scattered showers and storms tonight with lows in the lower 50s. For the Connecticut Valley and mid and lower Hudson Valley, as well as for the remainder of interior southern New England, mostly cloudy with scattered showers and thunderstorms today and highs in the lower to mid 70s. Scattered showers and storms tonight with lows in the mid 50s. For the northern Catskills and Mohawk Valley west of Amsterdam, as well as for the southern Adirondacks, mostly cloudy with scattered showers and thunderstorms today and highs in the upper 60s and lower 70s. Scattered showers and storms tonight, lows in the lower 50s. For the southern Catskills, Taconics, and southern Berkshires, as well as for the Litchfield Hills, mostly cloudy with scattered showers and thunderstorms today and highs in the lower 70s. Scattered showers and storms tonight with lows in the mid-50s. For the Greater Capital District, including Albany, Schenectady, and Troy, as well as for the Saratoga area, east into southern Vermont and the Berkshires north of I-90. Mostly cloudy with scattered showers and thunderstorms today and highs in the lower 70s. Scattered showers and storms tonight, lows in the mid-50s. Region-wide for tomorrow, mix of sun and clouds, breezy near 70. A mix of sun and clouds with a passing shower or storm Friday, near 70. Partly sunny Saturday, mainly dry, lower 70s. Increasing clouds with late-day showers and storms developing Sunday, lower 70s. And another chance at more scattered showers and thunderstorms Monday and Tuesday in the upper 60s. For WAMC, I'm News Channel 13 meteorologist Paul Caiano.